BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You know how we do it inside the madhouse. High today is going to be right near 76. Leaving out the house right now is about 65 degrees, and you already know rain out there falling this morning. Especially if you're coming in from the south side, you coming from south 85 or 85 south coming north, definitely rain. And then by the time you get downtown Charlotte, if you're coming into downtown Charlotte, rain is slacking off a little bit. But look for on and off showers throughout the day, and your homecoming weather has come in and it's not looking good for your homecoming week this week, John C. Smith University. And even for Geo, it's not looking good weather-wise.
It's raining all day.
Yeah, we got more details on that coming up inside the madhouse. Speaking of the madhouse, in here with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to me and Jessica, the girl neck dope.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, Miss Jessica? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. What's going on?
You bite?
I'm back.
How was your night last night? Rested. Did you get some rest?
Yes. I did. I got a little bit of rest last night. I'm here.
You know what
I'm
it
ready
is.
To work. I'm just sort of still... I met Stevie Wonder.
That's dope.
Like, I'm still just sort of in awe and in shock that, like, not only did I meet Stevie Wonder, I spent 2 days with this legend.
And that's dope.
It was amazing. And so I'm still just in shock and in awe over that. So, yeah. The legend. He has 2 young little kids. I did not know that.
Oh, he knew.
I knew that he had kids.
He knew how to find.
But he has. I think there's like a 4. I think she's 4, and the other one is like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
2 young ones, and they were just dancing to their daddy's music. Like it was amazing to see. So
that's what it is. Yeah. And young kids out there, if you don't know who Stevie Wonder is, do some research or ask your mom and dad. Okay.
What?
I was so in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all said what's up, the comedian. Bye bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
West.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
2 thumbs up for the north.
Good.
Ooh, I ain't like that note. Do that one over.
Good.
One more time.
Good.
Okay.
Morning.
What up, baby? How you feeling this morning?
What's happening, boy?
Yeah.
I'm good. It's Tuesday. One day closer to Friday.
One day closer to Friday. You know what this week is? You know what this week is?
It's homecoming week, baby.
That too, man. John C. Smith, we about to paint the city blue and gold. Oh, we forgot to call 311 yesterday. Jessica, we said we was going to call 311 to find out if we can get the buildings changed downtown.
Yeah,
the gold
to blue
and blue.
And gold.
Yeah.
Mm.
We need to call 311 and see if we can get that done.
For homecoming.
Why are we calling 311? Why wouldn't we just call the Duke Energy Building?
I'm going to call 311. Because then they can send us to the Duke Energy. I don't know.
The Duke Energy building is the one that changes.
Yeah, but it's not the only one. It's that building, and there's 2 more buildings also got the color lights.
The real tall one.
Yeah, the real tall one is, that's the Duke Energy building, but then there's 2 other ones beside.
What's the one like with the little diamond shape at the top?
That's the Duke Energy
building. That's the Duke Energy building.
No, not the Duke Energy building. What's the symbol? Hold on, I'm finna look at it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm finna look it up.
Yeah. You don't know your shapes?
not the diamond with the point at the top. It's like upside down.
That's the Duke Energy building.
Oh, that is? So what's the pointed one that got just the top part that's lit?
I think that's a Bank of America building that you're talking about.
One of them is Bank of America Tower?
Yeah, one of them is Bank of America Tower, I believe. And then the other one definitely is the Duke Energy building.
Hey, Siri.
Definitely talking about 7-Eleven.
What buildings... Uptown Charlotte are lit.
Burby, what kind of question is that?
Okay. I found this on the web for what buildings Uptown Charlotte are lit. Check it out.
Siri tells me.
What does Siri say?
Siri says, hold on. Duke Energy, Uptown Tower. Let's see. Charlotte Exchange and Skyline.
Yeah, it was a dumb question.
No, she gives me a lot of different links to go to.
All right. Well, figure it out. We're going to figure out who we can call down there. If you were in the city and you know who we need to call to get these buildings changed to blue and gold for this week, then y'all hit us up and let us know. All right, let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Puppies are... You know that I'm gonna be,
all these got to be, yeah. Chris Brown, Gunna. It's called Heat. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, bringing y'all that heat this morning. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 76 degrees, 65 on your way out the house right now. And you know what time it is. It's time for that what?
Hashtag Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
All right, using the hashtag MHQOTD, which is also being brought to you by the Cool Kids Concert. You can join me live on location for the Cool Kids Concert kickoff that I'll be hosting on Saturday, November 16th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Carol Hefner Center, 615 East 6th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. You got Lil Richie performing, D. Trinata, and more. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Today we want to know, what do you regret? If anything, do you regret anything growing up, maybe in the last 5 years? What do you regret? What is one thing that you regret? One thing I regret is not moving to LA. I do regret that. I can still do it.
You still can do it. You still got time.
Yeah.
Like, you can move today if you want to.
I could.
Yeah. Bye.
My kids, shut up.
Bye.
I hate you.
I'm saying, I mean, you know.
No, I'm saying, let's shut up.
Okay. I'm saying, too. Bye.
Day, jeez.
Yeah.
One thing I regret is not traveling more when I was in college. Mm. You know, and when you're in college, you're supposed to do, like, the spring breaks to Miami and all of those types of things. I didn't get to do a lot of those things. So that's one of the things that I regret is not traveling while I was in college.
Oh, wait, can I change my answer?
No. You can't.
No.
Yes, I can. Should have thought
about
it. I want to. I will if I want to.
Probably not pursuing my acting career further.
You can't act.
Okay. Probably got more chicks acting than you probably got from here.
I'm not going to sit here and compare. Shut up, Larry.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Show me. I need to see some footage. Where's the footage, Larry?
Got it, baby.
Where's the proof?
When you come back to the dome, then I'll show you when you come back
you gotta
to the
dome.
You
got to put it in the VCR so yeah, I can
I
see
do,
it.
I do. No, I do. I give you that. I give you that. I give you that.
I got I regret not playing college football. That's what man. I do regret.
You can't play.
Listen.
You got to be able to play high school football to play college football.
I got bodies, Larry.
Yeah, you got bodies.
I got bodies on the football field,
man. Yeah, okay. Now I want to see this.
Look me up. I'm Googleable.
I did. It came up nothing.
All right. The question of the morning.
I hate Larry.
I checked and said nothing.
The question of the morning is, give us one thing that you regret in life. You can answer it on our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail,
704-227-8780. Hey, Siri, find
Why is my Siri answering you? Look at this. Look at this. Look, look.
These hoes ain't loyal.
At all. I can't find one. Go to commercial.
Find Jeremy Allsaps football career.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. For more details.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plugged for new hip-hop and R&B during the break. So I Googled Burpee. And what came up is that you are a singer in Australia, in Melbourne. You got some top albums in Australia. You told me to Google you. So I Googled you during the break. I seen nothing about no football. Rocco, you don't even know it. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98.
You don't even know it.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
6:21 here in the Queen City. Good morning, nosy neighbors. It is time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Lizzo continues to make her presence known in the music industry. The singer's single, Truth Hurts, takes the number 2 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It previously held the number 1 spot before losing to Travis Scott's Highest in the Room. The song has been atop the charts for 7 weeks. Truth Hurts ties for the longest reign ever for a rap song by a female artist. Also topping the chart is NBA Youngboy. The rapper has received his first number 1 album on the Billboard 200 charts with his latest album. It's called A1 Youngboy 2. So congratulations to him. What you laughing at, Larry?
None.
Ah, okay. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news, Quickie.
I
want to
know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, tell that.
It is AI Youngboy. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. It's the baby, Offset baby.
You know I ain't come to play this. Turn me up. Snapping off the rip. Yo,
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. The baby Offset babysitter. You know, we're waiting on that winter block party December the 5th. The baby will be taking over the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets, power98fm.com as well. So go on and get your tickets and get ready for December the 5th, the Power 98 winter block party. All right, we asked y'all the question. Hashtag MHQOTD. The madhouse question of the day is what today, Mr. Burpee?
It is, what's one thing you regret in life? What is one thing you regret? I said playing football in college and not moving to L.A. Two things.
I said not traveling yeah. while I was in college. I wish I would have traveled more while I was in college.
And I said pursuing my acting career further. And I already got responses coming in. Shout out to
me too.
C. Haynes 840. He said he regrets not making better life choices back in high school, but he's okay now doing what he does right now. So shout out to him, man. And a way to bounce back. And, you know, it's crazy because we go talk to kids all the time from middle school to high school to elementary. And we tell them about the choices that they make can really affect their life. So for somebody to acknowledge that and say that is real big. So shout out to him. All right, so if you want to answer the question, all you got to do is what, Miss Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
And we play your responses back at 9:20 in the morning. Coming up, we got your Madhouse Morning Classic Throwback, and, of course, we got Trending Topic Tuesday. We call it Trending Topic Tuesday, man. Let's find out what's trending on this Tuesday. It is being brought to you by, what is it being brought to you by today? Let's see. Being brought to you by Beasley Eats. They got that cheesecake carousel going on. You've been waiting on some delicious, authentic New York cheesecake. All you got to do is hop in your car and go to the Cheesecake Carousel. It's located at Trade and Tryon each Wednesday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Flavors like strawberry and banana pudding. And more cheesecakes all across the world. Quality is our passion. The Cheesecake Carousel. I'm going to go check this out. Trade and Tryon. Wednesday through Friday. It's going to be dope. All right. Trending Topic Tuesday. Let's get right into it. Dancing with the Stars. Oh, a lot of y'all watched Dancing with the Stars. They had a shocking elimination last night as they eliminated Sailor Brinkley last night. They said that they had been doing good and they didn't expect the Sailor to get eliminated. Well. Get out of here, baby. It's over for you. It was a shocking elimination on Dance with the Stars last night. So that is definitely trending this morning. Also trending last night, boy, that Star Wars trailer dropped. Burpee, Jessica, did y'all grow up? Did you watch the first Star Wars, like with Luke Skywalker?
I was never a fan.
You was never a fan of Star Wars?
No.
Burpee, you was deprived as a child. What about you, Jessica?
I watched Star Balls. What was it?
Spaceballs. Classic.
Balls. My brothers are huge Star yeah, Wars.
A lot of people are huge Star Wars fans.
I did not. Get into that whole
yeah thing. I wasn't
so like
they love it.
I was talking to my homeboy last night. We went out and watched the game last night, and the trailer dropped last night, and I was like, you know what, I remember going to watch Star Wars, you know, the first one, the very first one, but I don't really remember what it was about.
I've never been to the movie theater.
Is that the one with James Earl Jones?
Star Wars.
Yeah,
he was like, so. Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, the very first one. And with Luke put the sword in the sky at the end, and RTD2 and Chewbacca and all them. I don't remember what it was about. He pulled it out of
what?
Something.
No.
No, he ain't pulling it out of stone. Okay, yeah, I don't know. You talking about the dragon movie.
It's the sword in the stone, Jessica. It's a cartoon.
But yeah, I don't remember. I need to go back and watch the old one. What, it came out like 85 or something? I don't know. Yeah, I need to go back and watch it.
Is this the one where he had the alien had the light on his finger?
No, that's E.T. That's E.T., Jessica. No. That's E.T. E.T. phone home. Now, I remember E.T., but I don't remember Star
Wars. Jessica didn't even have cable. That's what I'm starting to believe.
Jessica couldn't go outside as a child. All right, last but not least, trending this morning. Are you going to go try this Ghost Whopper? Burger King is unleashing a Ghost Whopper for Halloween. It's got a white bun on it.
And it's got to be vegan.
No, this one here is straight.
Ain't nothing there.
Yeah, it's a Ghost Whopper. Though. It looked dope. It's got a white bun on it. It's got cheddar cheese and all the Whopper fixings. But, you know, the ghost part of it is that it's got the white bun. So
probably bland.
What's right. wrong with you?
Solid plug, the new hip hop and R&B, man. That's what's trending this morning. Yeah, I'm keeping light in.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out.
Can I give you some chills tonight? That's all I want to do. None of the Larry's one madhouse. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 76. 65 on your way out of the house right now. It's time to let y'all shine, man. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Somebody's birthday, your homegirl leveling up at work, your homeboy started his own business, your kids doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, I'm going to shout out to my daddy, Terry Springs, up here on Lake Norman. He's having a surgery this morning, and I just want to thank God for a successful surgery.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Yes, I'm trying to let you shine because you made it to work this morning. And I also want to let Seth sign because he didn't snitch this morning.
You need to hold on. So, let me say this. First of all, I was at work yesterday. I was early. I was the first person to work.
Yeah.
You in the building.
No, I was the first person to work yesterday.
Working is actually working. You can be here and not be working.
But let me explain to y'all how good of a friend I am. DJ Shark is late today.
Late? He ain't even here.
He
ain't here.
Shark can pull the desk.
To notify the boss.
Well, he gonna know when he get
in. Exactly. He's listening.
Yeah. I have not done that yet.
This is me
dry snitching right now. I ain't even told the boss that Shark is late. By late. 38 minutes.
And that's what you're going to do,
38 minutes. Shark's going to be here at 6:15.
Oh, I thought it was 6:30.
Nah, Shark's going to be here at 6:15. Actually, 6:05. Mm. Actually, 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
So, it's like an hour and 8 minutes that Shark is late today.
Yeah, Shark.
After he snitched on me to the bar yesterday.
I didn't see no text messages come across
who's
my wife.
Who's on the phone there?
Nobody.
I'm letting Shark shine. Shine, Shark, shine.
Really? And you go, really?
You know why, baby. You know why I did it.
I'm petty. Yeah, I'm petty.
There is somebody that I would like to let shine this
morning.
Who
you want to let shine?
I want to let my sister, Miss Jessica Davis, shine. It is her birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jessica Davis.
Jessica Davis, happy birthday, baby.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, Ms. Jessica's on the way with your Nosy Neighbor News. We got a chance for you to win tickets, man. Keep it locked in.
What do you think, Doc?
Whole arm's busted.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, October 22nd, being brought to you by our girl Fantasia and her sketchbook tour. Make sure you keep listening for your chance to win tickets to the tour to see Fantasia, Robin Thicke, Tank, and Bonfires going down at the Bojangles Coliseum on Friday, November 29th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Nicki Minaj is a married woman. The leader of the Barbs confirmed her our marriage to Kenneth Petty by posting a video on Instagram showing off two coffee mugs that read Mr. and Mrs. along with hats that read Bride and Groom. She captioned the video with her full new name along with her marriage date of October 21st, 2019. Nikki says instead of a big wedding right now, she's focused on finishing her album. She says we'll do the big wedding later. Congratulations to her. Shaquille O'Neal is planning to expand his business empire. The NBA legend wants to bring Papa John's Pizza to every HBCU campus. He joined the Papa John's board of directors earlier this year. Suge Knight is enlisting some big names to tell his story. Word is the former Death Row Records boss signed over his life rights to Ray J, giving him the green light to use his likeness in movies, music, publications, and all types of media. Suge hopes that Ray will be able to make the right decisions with his story and make some money for him and his family while he's behind bars. He has also teamed up with Nick Cannon to write a book about his life. So those are the two, Ray J and Nick Cannon. Veteran TMZ personality, this story really made me sad because I really, really like this guy. Personality Van Lathan has been fired after getting into a dispute with his co-worker, Michael Babcock. Word is the two got into a disagreement about a week ago on the site's online show, TMZ Live. The face-off was edited out, but word is Van confronted the dude after getting after the segment, telling him that there would be trouble if he ever embarrassed him like that again. Van was originally suspended. Then later on, we found out that he was fired. He hopped on social media to say that he is okay. Happy birthday to Shaggy, Mariah Huck, and 21 Savage. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Nicki Minaj. How did
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Jessica say Nicki announced her wedding. How does she say she announced her that she got married? 570-WPEG. First call through, correct answer. We got them tickets for you to go see Logic. It's Power 98.
Power 98 presents.
What the band say, man, it's the baby, the bird.
The winter block party, starring Charlotte's own, the baby.
I see her at 21 and she is savage.
December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum.
You know I ain't come to play that TDR, snapping off the rip.
The hottest in the game, the baby.
Yeah, that's the baby right there. You know how it's going down. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. And, of course, it's time to hit the hashtag, baby. Hashtag Larry Mad. But before we hit the hashtag Larry Mad, hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD. The Madhouse question of the day is what today, Burp?
It is, what is one thing you regret in life? I said not playing college football and what else I say?
You said.
Why did my mind go blank?
He said not going to L.A.
Not moving to L.A.
Yeah, it should have went blank on playing football.
Shut up, man.
That was it.
You can't see me. Jessica, what you say?
I said not traveling as much as I should have while I was in college. I feel like when you're in college, you sort of have room to sort of go out there and experience life and do things. And if you make some mistakes, it's a little bit more acceptable. And I didn't really do that.
That's when I started traveling, when I went to college.
Yeah, I didn't do that. So I regret doing that.
I said I regret not becoming a rapper. No, I'm just kidding.
No, the hell you didn't.
No, I actually said I regret not pursuing my acting career further.
Ugh.
Yeah, you can't be a hater. Not the whole life can you be a hater. Hey, how do they answer the question, though? How do they tap
you
in
answer
on?
It on our Instagram pages. Head there right now at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, let's find out what Larry Mad about right now inside the Madhouse. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with some moaners.
Hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by our Winter Block Party. You can definitely join us December the 5th to check out the Baby Live in concert at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets on sale right now, all Ticketmaster locations, or of course, you can get them on power98fm.com. Today, Larry is mad at a 22-year-old from Ohio. Her name is Elizabeth Hickson. Elizabeth Hickson was found in somebody's house. Elizabeth is a white female. She was found in a black female's house, bathing her 3-year-old son, and she had a dog in the lady's house. What? So not only did Elizabeth break in the lady's house and put the lady's son in the bathtub and give him a bath, she also brought her dog with her. First of all, Elizabeth, if you wanted to babysit, all you had to do was knock on the door and politely say, hey, you know, I need to earn a little extra money or something. Do you need your child babysat? You didn't have to break in to babysit the little boy. You know what I mean? You know, parents, we need babysitters sometimes. So we would have let you babysit the kid. You didn't have to break in. And what I'm really mad about is that you brought your little dog in here. Why would you go? You're going to break in somebody else's house and you're going to bring an extra intruder with you. You're going to bring your dog in here to funk up my house with, they smell like dog. I don't want my house smelling like dog. I don't need like dogs like that. You gonna break in. Y'all see how crazy this is? She broke in, put the little toddler in the bathtub to give him a bath, and brought a dog with her. But then, see, I got a lot of questions about this story, too. This is actually a true story. I can't make this up. Coming out of Ohio. But where was the mom at? The mama said she found it in the house, like she walked in the house, like she wasn't already in the house. So I got a lot of questions that really wasn't answered in the story. So I'm mad at everybody. I'm mad at the mama. Because where was your antennas where she can go get your little boy and put him in the bathtub? And she done broke in because the dog should have been barking while I was coming in, because dogs bark when they go to unknown places or places they're not familiar with. So, mama, where was you at? And why? How can somebody just come in and snatch your child and put him in the bathtub and bring a dog? I'm mad at everybody. But Elizabeth Hickson, 22 years old, out of Ohio, don't you do this no more, because it might not turn out the way you want it to turn out. Breaking in somebody's house and putting their baby in the bathtub with the dog. Hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what else I've been mad about. I can't. Ain't no way.
No limit, Larry.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Yeah, y'all know it's time to get burpee stuff.
You know what it is.
Uh-oh.
I'm on one today, Larry. They done made me hot, Larry. I need you. It's a hot key I need you to hit today. It ain't my hot key, but it's one. Hit it right now.
P-E-T-T-Y.
It's petty Tuesday, Larry.
Yeah, I'm petty.
Uh-oh. I'm petty, Larry. Sometimes you got to run down your resume so they understand who you is. Like you, Larry. Like No Limit Larry. No Limit Larry been doing radio for 20 years. So what if he want to take a picture with, air quote, fans who used to be important to somebody else? Let him take that damn picture, Larry.
I'm petty.
That's super petty, Bert. I don't care. Like Miss Jessica. Y'all leave Miss Jessica, my sister, alone. Leave her alone. She is heavily involved in the school system. She used to work in the school system. She wouldn't do nothing to put a negative image on the school system. So if you're going to send a letter, make sure you say thank you for what you do. Hit it, Larry.
I'm petty. Yeah, I'm petty.
Super petty, but I appreciate it.
I'm petty. I'm on one today. I don't care. Everybody who don't like me, they say, oh, I can't stand burpy voice. Number one, I don't give a damn. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you think I should or should not be doing. I'm out here making moves. You got to drop your resume. You can shut up, person.
I'm petty.
Let's see. Who else around here in the Charlotte area has been doing radio for 20 years? I can't think of nobody else. Larry.
I'm petty. Yeah, I'm petty.
Who else in the community does free haircuts for the kids before they go back to school and also used to be a teacher and still goes back to the schools to appreciate the teachers that she used to want to work with?
I'm petty. Yeah, I'm petty.
Oh, I don't know. Who's been on two national television shows at one time, also went on tours with nationally touring comedians, and still, matter of fact, going back to another national television show that works here in radio in Charlotte, America. I don't know, Larry. Who else does it?
P to the T-T-Y, I'm petty. Yeah, I'm petty.
Now, all of y'all, get matter of fact, get down and kiss the ground that we walk on. Yeah,
I ain't gonna take no more of this monkey shit.
And those were Beverly's thoughts. Think about it.
These folks got to hit his no cap. No cap.
Hey, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news quickie. It's 8:23. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian celebrated their fifth wedding anniversary by renewing their wedding vows. It was a top secret ceremony. It happened back in May, but it was with close family and friends. News of it is just breaking. It actually happened just weeks after the birth of their son. So, yeah, congratulations to them on renewing their wedding vows. Yeah, would y'all ever do that? Like, have a big ceremony to renew your wedding vows?
We renewed our wedding vows in Vegas with some close friends and family.
I would.
Y'all had a ceremony and stuff?
Yeah. You know, in Vegas, you can have a ceremony. They have places where you can go.
What year was it?
10th anniversary, so it would have been 2017.
Oh, no, I didn't mean you. Well, way to go for knowing, but I was talking about...
Oh,
year was it?
Oh, it was our 10th anniversary. Okay.
You said what year was.
Yeah, all right, Larry. Hand claps for Larry.
You ain't finna toss me up this morning.
Yes. Home Tasha was listening. Yes.
Nah, she at work. She at work.
Somebody gonna tell her.
No,
she worked with all. You better know that.
She worked with all them other people. You know
you me. Better know that, Larry. What about you, Bert?
Yeah, I would do it. I haven't made it 10 years yet. 10 years being married.
But. I mean, but I'm saying...
You don't got to wait the 10.
Yeah, do you...
Shut up.
Do you want... You don't. So, like, do you want to do a...
Yes. I do, because we got married at the courthouse, so I do want to have a ceremony.
So, at what year would you want to have the ceremony?
10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where you at right now?
8.
Oh, okay. Two more years. You on the way.
We at 8.
What year you got married? I mean, what month you got married in?
July 22nd. Okay. I'm the only one in my house that knows that information.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, that's good. I'm not good with dates either.
Yeah, that's
folks ask me all the time how long you and the guy have been together.
Yeah,
I'd
we
be
do.
Like,
we actually did. We actually did.
I'd be like, I don't know, four, five, six, seven, eight years.
I don't really think that's a bad thing, though. That means that could possibly mean I'm just enjoying it. So
what it could really, possibly mean I just don't care.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
He says all the time, though, he gets away with it. He's like, I get away with it. I don't have to celebrate an anniversary or something like that. And I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, that's good. I wish it was more people like that.
Hello?
When we get to the wedding phase, though, like, that's that day. But, I mean, I don't know when we became boyfriend and girlfriend. What are we, 13?
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing?
You
the
All
next
right.
best thing. Who the
Y'all
next
Y'all know how it goes down
thing.
On Tuesday. You are the music critic. If you're riding in your car, if you're listening on the radio, you're on the app. Listen, you the music critic. We're going to drop the song. You let us know what you think about the song after you hear the song. Are we going to keep it or are we going to sweep it? And what letter grade would you give the song based on its quality, its overall quality? All right, the name of the song today is called With You. Let's check it out right now. The name of the song is With You. We need to know, are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade you going to get a song? Call right now. 570-WPEG. It's Power 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is or right here at power98fm.com.
We jumping back on the next big thing. When we come back, today's song is called With You. And yeah, we want to know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade you're going to get a song. 570-WPEG. Call in right now. You heard that thing. You didn't get your vote in. Come on and get your vote in. While you're dialing, this Young Thug, J. Cole, Travis Scott, we're going to take it to the London. Be careful in this rain this morning, man. It's crucial out there. About 67 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 76. Rain in the forecast for most of your morning. Should be out of here by this afternoon. It's Power 98.
Me at the London. When I'm with you, no. She won't.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse. The name of the song is With You. It's by Sincere. And we want to know, are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade y'all going to give it?
Hey, we're going to keep that. I like the vibe of that song. I give it B minus.
I guess you can keep it. I feel like it's one of those songs that'll grow on you with time. It was just a lot of auto-tune. I give it a smooth C plus. Almost a B. It just needed some more melody to it, and then it would have got the full B.
Yeah, I think the song was pretty cool. I think you could spin it again. I'll give him a B on that. I think that was a pretty nice little melody he had with that.
Hey, keep that joint, bro. I'm going to give that joint an A, man. I kind of low-key forgot I was listening to a little, you know what I'm saying, one-time joint, and it was right. I like that joint.
All right. The people have voted. Overall, 100% said keep it, baby. With an overall letter grade of a B. We're going to tell you what we thought about the song when we come back. 570 WPEG, we up in it.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more.
598 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's the next big thing Tuesday. Today on the next big thing, it was With You by Sincere. Shawty,
give me love, Shawty, give me love. Once you get attention, won't get enough. With the right one, bad it up. Mess around and go half on a baby.
Right. 100% of the people said they wanted to keep it with an overall letter grade of a B. Ms. Jessica, what you thought about the song?
This is the perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Example of everything ain't everybody's cup of tea, you know? When you have everybody, the listening audience was like, they liked it. This one would be a sweep for me.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded a little old to me. And because it was so long, it was a 4-minute song, it got a little boring to me.
Yeah.
So this one. I'm not saying, now we've had some stuff come up here and it's been like, this is horrible. I'm mm-hmm. not saying that one. I'm not saying that about this one. But this one just isn't my cup of tea, so it would be a sweep for me.
Burp.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't think the music sounded dated. He wasn't, I don't think he could sing. People, I don't care if people say I'm hating. It's just the way that this song sounds. I understand why music is where it is now because people like songs like this. If that makes sense. So I would sweep it.
Okay. I don't know if I would go so far at sweeping the song. I would keep it, but I would think it would be like a C minus D plus for me. I think the hook was just too long for me. And then the auto tune, it made the song seem like it was kind of off or something.
It's sort of the same thing.
Yeah, I think I got like you. It got boring. Like I forgot I was listening. Like I lost my whole train of thought about the song and I started doing something else and it never brought me back in.
Something was off, and I don't know if it was the hook or if it was the lyrics.
I don't know.
But
for me, it was
something
the hook
that just
was
didn't
too long.
Fit for me.
Yeah,
that's the song.
No, I'm saying I don't know which part of it was off. No, was right, it the right. hook or was it the lyrics? I don't know. But
yeah, I would keep it though. I'd give him a C plus.
I can understand why people would like the song. But this one just wasn't my cup of tea.
How do you get on the next big thing?
You send us one clean, radio-ready version of your song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com.
All right, and we'll get it on a Tuesday and let you hear what the people say and hear what the Madhouse got to say about your song. It's the next big thing.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, your Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
I know it's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you?
Black Smart!
570 WPG, let's play. It's Wale, Jeremiah, on chill.
Living on a tragedy for once. Why can't you?
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you?
Black Smart!
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
It's Ben.
What up, Ben?
Hi, Ben.
Benjamin.
What's happening, bro? What's going on?
Ben, you know what time it is, man. We about to play Black Smart. We're gonna give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Ben, if you do not, we need a hood black card, all right?
What?
Oh, man. Let's get it.
All right, let's get it, Ben. I'm going to kick it off for you. Now, this is a little throwback, all right? On the show, the Jeffersons, George owned his own business. What kind of business did George own?
I clean him, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
Come on, Larry. You know Benjamin know the answer to that.
His name is Benjamin.
Just Ben. Made it easy for me in school.
Just Ben, young blood.
All right, Ben, I got one for you. I need you to tell me, what is Rihanna's last name?
Man, you can go ahead and go on doubt. You just jumped out, yo.
Yeah.
No.
Hell no. What kind of shit is that?
What you got for him, Bourbon?
Ben, I need you to tell me the ingredients on any type of struggle sandwich.
On any type of struggle sandwich?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sugar sandwich, mayonnaise sandwich.
Okay. Yep. There you go. You got it.
He got
either
it.
One. Yeah. Either one.
Yeah, that is a struggle sandwich. You got it, Ben.
You win.
That is correct because you are Black Smart. We're going to send you to go see Black and Blue, the movie starring Naomi Harris and Tyrese Gibson. You get to see it tonight before it hits the theaters. It's our special screening. I need you to tell us what station hooked you up with these movie passes.
WPEG, baby. Let's get it.
Get the latest news and...
Another Blair in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. We take on the Madhouse. Hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which was what today, Burpee?
The Madhouse question of the day is, what is one thing you regret in your life? I said not moving to L.A. and not playing college football.
I said not traveling more while I was in college.
And I said not pursuing my acting career further.
I had Terry Hoffman on my Facebook page said,
let's go check, slide in our DMs, see who slid in our DMs and who was on our voicemail.
Do it right.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
Going down to the DM, man. Let's see who slid in our DM. Who slid in your DM, baby?
Well, in my DMs, Terry Hoffman, she said, she regrets thinking eggs were gross and not eating them until she was like 25. Ugh. All those years, she could have been partaking in their deliciousness.
All right.
Who else said something on here? Hattiona? I don't know how she says her name. The baby daddy that I chose. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank Appreciate you. That. Be happy with
regret of hers.
Be happy that the Lord gave you a baby. And her daddy.
Regretting when he... Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Golly. All right. Shout out to Billy Grooms who commented
Billy
over
Grooms,
here.
What up?
He said his regret is not buying radio stations.
That's what's up, Billy.
My homeboy Kyle Wright said not going to an HBCU. Miss M. Lynch 22 said not having a better relationship with my mom right before she passed away unexpectedly. Revolutionary Noop says, not believing in myself and loving myself sooner. And Anthony God Bolt Sr. said, leaving the military after serving 8 years, should have stayed in and retired.
Nurse Walk Up 17 said, I regret not going to college. And Molly Alicia said, not taking care of my diabetes and blood pressure. You definitely got to take care of yourself.
I had a couple of people that said that they regretted not going to an HBCU specifically.
Now that's what's
on
up.
On my page, yeah.
All right, let's see what the Madhouse had to say on the voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Yeah, I just want to chime in on the one regret you have in life. Mine is I never knew my biological mother. I wish I could have had a conversation with her. Passed when I was 2 years old.
Good morning. Morning crew. I just want to add my two cents. I would love to say something I regret not doing would be pursuing a singing career, an acting career, and modeling career. All the things I would love to do or have done or still be doing, I would do it now. Thank you.
Okay. When you sound like you want to do it, so go ahead and do it. And don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Hey, tune in every morning for the Madhouse Question of the Day. We drop it at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:20. Hashtag MHQOTD. Go ahead and hit the hashtag and see what else we've been talking about.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 90.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.